Thank God.
No, I just wanted you to help me out with the drawing.
We were talking about something that we didn't finish.
I wanted to ask you, there's something in the hall to get upstairs.
Where? Yeah, look, it's the stairway.
Well, come here, I'm going to know that you're an architect. Well, one of my food is with it.
Oh, it's not an architect.
Yeah, well, your yard man come there, and make it there again, and then get there.
Excuse me, can I take her off?
There was something else we got off on a track on.
We were talking about the fireplace, and I wanted to ask you, what as a child you call that part that sticks out in the room, on the floor?
Oh, that?
The brick.
You got me there. Mississippi ought to, Georgia ought to be full of these places like fireplaces.
Well, but here, I wonder what you call it.
Well, I can think we call it a hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H, the hearth, see? And, now in this beautiful home that my parents had in Brownsville, I've got a picture of it. Every room up and downstairs had a fireplace, and it had an iron grill thing that went around it, over the fitted, but it wasn't as big as that, it was smaller, fitted over it.
Fitted over the fireplace?
Fitted over the fireplace,
What about those, the brass things in the fireplace that hold the loft up?
Well, now, this one here came out of the home in Brownsville. And that other I bought in San Antonio, and irons.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What were you
going to
say?
Well, I said they used to have regular irons, but then they got into this, but I think they still call them land irons, but that's what you call them.
Is this wood in there?
Huh?
Is that wood in there now?
No, that's a gas log. Isn't that perfect?
It looks like
you see, I have the little thing, you turn it on, and you light it there, and it looks just like you're burning a coat. We used to buy, in the month of August, I used to get 6 cords of, this would be considered a crime now, of ebony wood, and we burned the ebony wood in here because it made a real hot fire. No. 6 to burn in my, see, when I first moved here, I had a wood stove.
Oh,
and I went from the sublime to the ridiculous. I went from a wood stove to an electric stove. Now, can you beat that? And my father-in-law in East Texas, he bought my first electric stove, and the lady next door, they're Mexicans now, and she had the first electric stove, and I had the second one in this town. And I used to buy the cord, and they'd cut it, these cords, and stack it.
How much is a cord?
Oh, then we spent $1.50 for mesquite, and I think $1.75 for ebony.
How big is that?
A cord? Well, I've forgotten. I ought to remember that from school days. A cord is a certain amount of, I imagine it was this long and this high. I forget
about
how long.
2 feet, about 4 feet or something? You couldn't pick
there
it up.
Is a measurement. There is a proper measurement.
So it was a measurement.
Ask your math teacher what a cord is.
So you couldn't just
and
pick
they used to come and I had it loaded back there, and I had 2 great big wooden boxes, and my boys would fill the boxes. And we burn mesquite here, mesquite and wood for the kitchen stove. And,
Now, was there, you said this was a hearth, was there a hearth on the kitchen stove? Did you have any?
No, what I did have on the kitchen stove was a big piece of cloth. Do you know what zinc is? I think it's Z-I-N-C, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's your protection. Because see,